Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're about to have a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of Business Network International, BNI, an organization that you probably know very well. If you've been hanging around with me, you know it very well because I talk about BNI even when he isn't here. I'm so proud of that organization, the one that he founded, and just the quality, the amazing, the awesome quality of the organization and the things that they pulled off, the people whose careers they've and lives they've impacted so positively over the last 30 or so years. It's just an amazing testament to the power of the American entrepreneurial spirit, and it is embodied in my good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jim. It's great to be back on, and I appreciate your comments a lot.
Well, if my audience knows, they're heartfelt, Ivan, because I know raw entrepreneurship when I see it. And buddy, you have it. You demonstrate where your mouth is. You are like your career, your history, especially with BNI, is a perfect example of what I talk about when I say all in.
You know, yes,
when we go to work as small business owners, we're like the poker player, right? We push them all to the table. We're all in.
I've been all in on a number of occasions throughout my career in BNI. Yes, very true.
Haven't we all? But anyway, I always like taking a moment and recognizing and acknowledging and thanking anybody who's pulled off what you have. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. I want to get into the referral thing, the referral discussion. We're going to talk in the next segment, Ivan. We're going to talk about some specifics. Yep. In this segment, I want to get their attention.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we get people's attention. And everybody knows what a referral is, I think. I don't think we have to tell people what a referral is. But and all of my career, in your career, we've known that referrals were important. But Ivan, in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, referrals are not just one of the things you need to get. Referrals need to become a way of life, don't they?
They really do. And I think most people don't really have a clue on how to get referrals. They use networking as a face-to-face cold calling opportunity. Hi, Jim, my name's Ivan. Let's do business. So they ask for business from people that they have no relationship with. That's a mistake to begin with. And then when they do have a relationship with people, they ask in the wrong way. And that's what I'd like to talk about this morning.
Right. Well, and the thing that I'd like to make sure that we get across, though, Ivan, is why. First, let's talk about why this is essential. And because just telling them how to do it is great. But folks, Ivan, when you and I were out making cold calls, making calls 20, 30, 30, 40 years ago, a business owner, a manager, expected to when they went to work every day, they expected to have their day interrupted by a salesperson. They knew that they were going to meet people that they didn't know and who didn't have an appointment. They were going to knock on their door, and they probably would let them in because they knew stuff that the salesperson knew stuff that the business person didn't know and needed to know. And so they would let you in. Today, Ivan, you can't walk in like that. You can't pick up the phone. You can't send an email. I mean, cold calling was never high percentage, but today it's as low percentage as anything in the world.
It really is. And with the no-call registry with the telephone, you don't get the cold calls by phone like you used to 20 years ago.
Right,
the phone used to ring off the hook.
And so this is why, folks, when Ivan talks about referrals, as we're going to do, When we get into the specifics, the 1-2-3s, you know, if we haven't got your attention, if you don't realize that if you're going to be, if you're selling, Ivan, if you don't realize that this isn't just one of the things that you need to do, you know, when I was selling years ago, referrals were like one of five things I would do to get prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it needs to be like 9 out of 10 things that you do.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, referrals, and there's other ways to generate business, but referrals is clearly the most powerful. Advertising is really important, and a lot of people are surprised to hear me say, you have to advertise if you want to build your business.
You got to. That's exactly right.
But there's also other ways.
But that's...
Referrals are a form of marketing, and you have to plan it the same way you would plan your advertising campaign.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. BNI.com is the website. Ivan and I will be back. When we come back, Ivan has some specifics. He says it's important to be specific when you're referring people. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.